Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have a new subject today, and that is the lies of Satan. Because Satan is always lying at us. And we are reading from John chapter 8, verse 44. It says, "You belong to your father, the devil. You want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. For there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Mm. Praise the Lord. Mm. When I listen to people's ideas, I see that most people are not occupying their mind. During the COVID time, many people said, "The government has said, and so I believe." And others said, "The news have said, and so I believe." The news, I just believe what I hear. People who occupy their minds and objected the public view, they were called conspiracy theorists. The devil is never communicating, is always communicating negative messages. He's very clever in that. He will do everything in his power to keep us from getting on the right track of thought. He will bombard our thoughts because he knows that most people, they don't even think about what they are thinking about. He knows they will believe any lie that he says. That they will think, they thought, has come to my mind. We heard of many school shootings. And the offenders, they said, "Oh, my mind told me I should do it." Or they said, "Somebody spoke to my mind that I should do it." So we have to understand that our mind says, what our mind says is dangerous, or can be dangerous. Jesus was in conversation with the Pharisees when he said this in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 and 35. "How can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him." If your heart is full of God, your words will be godly. If your heart is evil, your words are evil. Who is inside, what is inside you is coming out one way or another. I know there are people who are ever so nice and polite, and they talk very nicely, but inside they're ferocious wolves. Now Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, "And no wonder, no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light." Jesus is a light, the true light. But Satan masquerades as light. So we have to understand the difference. And that can only be done by transforming your heart. How can you transform your heart? By filling your heart with the Word of God. Your heart or your spirit has to be filled with the Word of God so that you know what is true and what is lying. In the Bible, we learn about the goodness of God. Learn what the Bible says about God. You have to know what the Bible says about God. Learn what the Bible says about right and wrong. Learn what the Bible says about life in Christ. When you need the Bible, when you read the Bible with physical eyes, you can get something out of it. But when you read the Bible with spiritual eyes, you can see behind the printed letters. When you pray that somebody, a prayer that somebody wrote, it may be helpful. But when you pray in the Spirit, you get into a different realm. When you sing a song as a song, it may be nice. But when you sing a song in the Spirit, you get into the realm of worship. Spiritual worship is deeper than just singing and reading Bible. Spiritual worship is going into the very presence of God, into the throne room of the Almighty. When you are in such a realm, your heart will be transformed. Things that were evil or worldly will have no more power over you. Things of the world will become unimportant. When the goodness of God dwells in your heart, your behavior will change. Your words are changing. Your appearance even changes. Your behavior changes. I've seen people who came to me for counseling and they looked very bad. And after they gave their life to Christ, their whole appearance changed. They were looking different. We have to be committed to know Him, to know and to learn and to restrain our thinking. I'll say it again. We have to be committed to know and to learn and to retain our thinking. We have to believe God's voice through His Word more than all the other voices that are spoken to us, that have spoken into our lives, including our own. Begin the new day by deciding what you think about today. Ask yourself in the morning, how do I want to end my day? And then set the course right in the right direction. Take God's thoughts and replace your thoughts with His. This is a process of renewing your mind, of becoming someone who thinks and consequently lives differently than they live now. Start every morning filling your mind with the Word of God. Remind yourself of what God says about you, of what God says about you and every circumstance in your life. When you are armed with the truth of His Word, you're able to contend with the onslaught of fear, doubt, insecurity, negativity, and lies that the enemy hurls at you every day. It seems that like a lot of work, but consider this way. If you need a kidney dialysis every day to keep alive, you will do it. Or if you need a pill every day so that you keep alive, you will take it. I urge you to consider it equally important to read and to study the Word. The Word will keep you on track and will help you to flourish in life. Knowing who you are in Christ And what you have in Christ is a key to setting your course and staying on track every day. We have to think God's truth, and we have to say it daily. You have to read it and say the word daily, because it's the only truth, and the truth will set us free. And the only way to know God's word is to read it, to read it, to meditate it, to study it, to apply it to our lives. Renewing your mind is applying the word in a very practical way. It's changing your thoughts. The seed of power that directs your entire life and the way it goes is in the mind. So if the mind is right, your life will go right. And if you're not sure what to say, if you don't know which train of thought you should take, which thought of train will take you to the place where you try to end up, you don't have just to wait, standing around waiting, hoping for the train of thought to pull up. You can go and look for it in the Bible, in the Word of God. God is serious about getting His Word to us. We just need to be willing to apply and reprogram our minds. When you commit to this process of replacing your thoughts with God's thoughts, it will change the course of your life. Glory to God. The more of the Word of God in your heart will come into your mind, the more you will produce good things. Your words will be filled with the Word of God. We have words in the mind, and we have words in our mouth, and both have to be transformed. The devil is a liar, and he's still coming and telling you lies. As I said, most people, they don't use their mind, they just believe what comes to their mind. Many have believed negative about themselves because the enemy tells them you are fat, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're worthless, you're incapable, or whatever. Take those thoughts captive. They're lies of the devil. Sometimes our thoughts, they don't die, but we can control them and take them captive, or even better, tell them in the name of Jesus to get out of your life. Encourage yourself, build yourself up. Tell the opposite of all the lies you're hearing all the day. Talk back to the devil who tells you lies about yourself. Say, I'm smart, I can do this, I'm strong. Say this when you are feeling hopeless or useless. Tell yourself and all the demons the truth about yourself. I'm alive in Christ. Ephesians 5:21. I'm a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. It is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Galatians 2:20. I'm greatly loved by God. You can read that in Romans 1:7, Ephesians 2:4, or Colossians 3:12. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:13. I'm God's workmanship created in Christ for good works, Ephesians to 10. I'm more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Romans 8:37. These are words straight out of the Bible. It's biblical prophecy, biblical confessions that we can make. But you can only know these things if you read the Bible. If you don't read the Bible, you don't know all the promises and all the confessions it makes about you. And that is why it is so important. Paul wrote to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." You see, often our mind is concentrating and meditating on the negative, on the evil things that you hear, or that are brought to you by the devil. But when we concentrate and meditate on the good things, God will change our lives. So it's really possible to learn to think differently in a new way. But you're going to have to start thinking about what you're thinking about. Think what you're thinking about. Ensure that you board the right train of thought as you start every new day. Make conscious choices and put forth every effort to reprogram your mind. Reprogram your mind. It's so important to reprogram your mind. Talk to yourself. The devil will talk to you again and again. And you have to be aware that he is a liar. He tells you lies. It's not true. He's a liar. All the way. He may show you great things. If only you do this thing, you will become great. Or he may tell you, it's all right. Don't worry, it is no sin. You can do whatever you want. Since the time of Adam, Satan has experience in cheating people, in deceiving them. He knows when you're tired, he knows when you're weak. When you're tired, you're weak. And that is the time when he wants to attack you. So we must be alert, alert all the time. In 1 Peter 5:8, Peter said, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Jesus said, "What the heart is full of, the mouth will overflow." Therefore, it is important what is in your heart, what is in your spirit. If the heart is full of God's word, if the heart is full of God's spirit, the mouth will only speak what the spirit says. When your mind is full of God, you will live and your life goes in the right direction. There is power in your mind, and therefore you have to renew it. Understand this, it's so important. There is power in your mind, and you have to renew it so that your life goes right. Whatever you say will become your belief. Therefore, you have to say the right things. Whatever the devil may hurl against you, reply to him with the word of God. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, always he spoke with the devil with the word of God. He only quoted the word of God. In the end, he chased him away. Do what Jesus did. Answer the devil with the word of God. With the word of God. And chase him away. You know, I have to chase the devil away many times. I say I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am an apostle of God. I'm a servant of Christ. I'm a child of God. No, nothing can harm me. So write down your own vocabulary. People, I ask you, write down your own vocabulary. Write down what you will answer the devil. When the devil comes, you take your list and you can say, you will remember. Remember, he is a liar and he's very good in lying. But the word of God is truth. That is why you must read the Bible, so that you know how you can overcome the devil. Everybody in this world has to overcome the devil. There's no exception. But you have to know how to do it. Whatever the circumstances say, trust in the word of God. If circumstances say it is not true, trust in the word of God. When your bills are too high, you say first I give the tithes to God. And everything will come into order. Your situation may be impossible. Impossible. But the word of God says all things are possible to him who believes. You may feel weak and hopeless. But the word of God says, I am the resurrection and the life. And Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, but those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Praise God. Mm-hmm. We have the promises in the word. The promises how to overcome. The advice how we can overcome. And the promises that he will renew our strength. And make us strong in Christ. Through the word of God. Amen.